Mindy Smith recently released her second album, Long Island Shores. That's where she is from, although this singer-songwriter made her name in Nashville with her debut album, One Moment More, and particularly the song Come to Jesus. We'll talk with her and hear old and new songs, including the Dolly Parton cover that launched her career. Let's first join her on stage for her performance of Come to Jesus.
This song about being in Tennessee and being a transplant, and it's on the new album coming out. The gentleman standing to the left of me wrote with me, Lex Price over here. Well, he didn't write with me, but he produced the album with me. And so we're going to share this song with you. It's my ode to Tennessee, and it's rightfully called Tennessee. Thank you. This is our new single, Out Loud, which video will be out soon as I look at it and approve it.
Hey, from where are we always hiding? It's no wonder that we're sinking down. Why should we stand in lonely shadows? so much light around. Hey, friend, why are we always crying? So many tears are gonna dry us out. Whatever they're selling, we've gotta stop by. 'Cause our pockets are empty now. I've thought about it, and I've prayed about it out loud. Out loud, and we can talk about it. We can pray about it. Always fighting. Who's left to hit when everybody's down? I know we're afraid, but love is trying to save us anyhow. I've thought about it, and I've prayed about it out loud. Out loud.
We're in the midst of a concert at World Cafe Live from our guest today, Mindy Smith, whose new album is Long Island Shores. And that is a song you may have heard us play on the World Cafe a couple of times called Out Loud, one of the new ones. We also heard Tennessee, as she said, and a gorgeous version of Come to Jesus, a song that that became Mindy Smith's anthem. Now, the song you just did, Out Loud, one can take the sentiments of it on a personal level. But I think maybe on a broader level, what were you thinking when you were writing that?
I sat down with Hillary Lindsay in her house, finally, after threatening to write with her. We'd been threatening for years. We actually been friends on the scene before anything was going on with me. And finally we sat down and wrote this song, just kind of fell out there. And initially it was more of a, how do we, as women do we, you know, support each other? And then it just, we decided that it needed to be universally open to just everybody in the world is we're going through it, I feel like, you know, from New Orleans to the Middle East and just, you know, it's here. It feels like we spend so much time turning our heads and looking the other way. And to me, I feel like I'm not really a political person. I'm not saying politically this is a, you know, my...
Right,
but I feel the timing on it is unusual to talk about how we treat each other as, you know, human beings, and you know, a lot of my songs are me working my own issues out inside of myself and working out how do I present myself to other people a little bit nicer. And I'm not always great at it, but I'm aware of, you know, humanity. We all are. And I think that's what, you know, essentially what we're talking about, you know, looking within yourself a little bit and then talking about it a little bit too.
Mindy Smith is our guest. Her new album is called Long Island Shores. And we haven't really talked that much about your growing up in Long Island. Does the religious aspect of things that permeates some of your songs come from your growing up?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
My parents were very specific about, you know, family and faith and, you know, all of the things and how they coexist in a very important way. I definitely feel like, you know, as a person of faith, it has made a huge impact on my music, and it's been an inner battle with me. And clearly, you can, if you sat down with my lyrics, which they're not altogether that hard to comprehend because I'm a simple writer, but I feel like most of my songs are about my inner battles on a personal level. I'm not here, you know, to point my finger at other people, but rather, like I said on the last song, it's really just sorting things out inside of myself. And they tend to come through my songs in a very universal way, which I find it's not intentional. It's not unintentional, but, you know, I'm fortunate to be able to reach other people with my problems, mm-hmm. like my own battles, and mm-hmm. that's basically what happens there. And I think that faith is one of those places that we as human beings, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty because we're still trying to figure things out, and I'm just really honest about it.
Now, your father was a minister and your mother?
Yeah, my father's a minister. My mother has passed, but we grew up, my dad's a preacher. He's still in the ministry. He's since relocated. He's no longer in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different upbringing. In New York, there really isn't a lot of PKs, per se, you know. I mean, it's more common for maybe rabbis to have a family and children, but the vast majority of people... I mean, I may be naive, but not in my school. I was, you know, one of the few PKs that I can recall in Smithtown, New York. So it was an unusual position to be in. And
I'm sorry, preacher kid. That's
PK,
right.
Yeah. Preacher's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sang in the choir also, right?
My mother was a choir director. Choir director. She was also a wonderful, beautiful vocalist. I did sing in the choir. It was the only thing that, you know, my only saving grace. I didn't have a lot of encouragement in the school system for whatever reason. I was just, it was an unusual situation that I was not encouraged musically as you'd think the school system where I grew up could have done a better job. But I'm not going to criticize that. But I did have the encouragement in the church, and I had encouragement from my mother and a gentleman named John Sarno, who was the district next to my school. He was the music director of that school and was very encouraging, and the church and the people in the family, which is something I touch on as far as the family reunion in Long Island Shores, the song Long Island Shores. It does talk about that. It talks about, you know, just that having to go back to a reunion, my mother not being with us anymore, and the people that I was seeing were all very connected to her and my father and my family in a very unique way. I think people were very invested in my family and felt and still feel like they're part of our family. And so that's what that song's about.
So your Tennessee move was not a move away for any particular reason from
Long Island? Not for me. I actually went to Cincinnati for a couple of years. I went to a Bible college there. I was a terrible student. I had no intentions of doing anything in the ministry, but I needed somewhere to go that I could feel, you know, like I was being embraced and you know. And so I went to school in Cincinnati and my father had left New York, and so I really just kind of followed him to Knoxville. He went down to Knoxville, and I followed him down there because I was too poor to live in New York by myself, and it wound up being a really great thing for me. I was, you know, not money-wise, but spiritually and musically, and you know, a lot of ways.
Well, that song, Long Island Shores, is one of the highlights of the album. And I would love it if you do that. But before that, in concert, you did the Dolly Parton song, Jolene, which is kind of where you came into the music business, in a way, with
it
the Dolly Parton tribute album that you were recorded on. And you have become tight with Dolly?
We're pals.
Wow.
Yeah, I give her, I sass her, and she lets me. I get away with a lot. But, you know, I still knock at the knees when I'm standing in her presence. She's awe-inspiring, and she's a legend, and she's very warm and sweet and kind, and has been tremendously good to me in a lot of ways. And I don't, like, hang out with her every weekend. I mean, we don't go shopping. People would notice. But
Dolly can't go anywhere without that.
Well, she loves every second of it, as far as I can tell.
Right.
You know? But we have visited since all of this, and she's been a wonderful mentor in a lot of ways to me as a woman in the business, and as just, you know, just kind, wonderfully kind.
A strong figure, too. I mean, she's been a strong woman in the business. She's really got her business down. She knows what she's doing.
I wouldn't try to pull one over on her.
Indeed not. Well, let's listen to your version of Jolene from our concert from World Cafe Live. Mindy Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Talking and doing this. This is a live version of Jolene.
Choice of men, I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Hey, Jolene, oh, Jolene, Jolene. take care of me, even though you care.
You guys are the best. We love Philly.
Hi.
So, yeah.
So we're headed to another city. You guys can come with us and cheer us on. This next song is the title track of my new album, and I wrote it somewhat self-explanatory, but it's sort of being prideful. In a sense, and the memories of being raised, born and raised in New York, and so I've rightfully entitled an album Long Island Shores, because I'm from Long Island.
Oh, my soul craves to go home to Long Island Shores. Again, take me back to old Northport and breathe in the harbor wind. I'll be leaving Tennessee on the full spread Sunday, gone to my church on the corner of Old Nichols Road. He raised four children in the greenhouse we all well, and now we're all grown. I'll be leaving Tennessee on the first bell Sunday, gone to my
everybody.
That is the title track of Long Island Shores, which is Mindy Smith's new album. If you're looking for the new one, we have it at our World Cafe CD store. It's all part of our website at worldcafe.npr.org.